Good news, InfoSec and CyberWork Hacks are here to help you pass the CISSP exam. This is part one of a two-part CyberWork Hack in which InfoSec's CISSP bootcamp instructor, Steve Spearman, gives you his top tips and tricks for taking the CISSP exam. In part one here, we'll be talking about what makes the CISSP such a difficult exam, common mistakes people make while taking the exam, and what to do if, heaven forbid, you don't pass on the first try. You don't need to do this alone, but you do need to listen to Steve's amazing suggestions in this, part one of this week's CyberWork Hack. Hello, and welcome to a new episode of CyberWork Hacks. Purpose of this spinoff of our popular CyberWork podcast is to take a single fundamental question and give you a quick, clear, and actionable solution or a new insight in how to use InfoSec products and training to achieve your work and career goals. So my guest today, Steve Spearman, is an InfoSec instructor, and among his very many areas of expertise, he is our bootcamp instructor for one of the most requested and most desired certs in the industry. That's ISC2's Certified Information Systems Security Professional, or the CISSP certification, as we all know it. So for today's CyberWork Hack, Steve has some tips and tricks to help you pace yourself and strategize taking your test day with the CISSP. So thanks for joining me today, Steve.
It's a pleasure, Chris.
So, Steve, we know that the CISSP, is pretty officially known as one of the most challenging exams in cybersecurity, and among even the most talented security professionals we know. I know more than a few of them have failed the exam once or more, and there's no shame in that. This is a biggie. So to start off, I want to ask you what it is that makes the CISSP such a challenging exam to take and such a challenging certification to get.
It is a very difficult exam. There is no question. In class, I say this for many of you will be the most difficult exam you will ever take in your life. It's very difficult. The reason is kind of interesting. So it covers a lot of topics. There are hundreds of specific topics. There are some people that have indexed that, and I don't know the exact number, but maybe it's even thousands. It depends on how you define a topic, but it's like okay. It is, as a lot of people say, it's a mile wide and an inch deep. It doesn't go deeply into any topics, but it covers a huge volume of topics. Yeah. So you have to be familiar with a lot of different, a lot of content one of the most common questions I get asked during a boot camp is we'll be covering some, topic in the slide deck. And they'll say, could this be on the exam? And my answer is, If you're looking at it on the screen, I don't say it this snarkily, but it's like if it could be on the exam, if it's on this in this PowerPoint deck, it's definitely in the,
everything's in play.
in the common body of knowledge. And yes, it could be on the exam. So it's just a lot of material. The other thing I would say is tricky. The questions are kind of tricky. Like you have to really dig into kind of understanding what they're trying to get from you as the test taker with exams. And, I think most certs are known to have what are called distractors. These are answers to questions that look good, like, oh, wow, but they're actually not, they're wrong. And I think the CISSP is possibly the trickiest the trickiest exam out there. I don't mean that in any way to imply kind of any sort of ethical failure. It's just the questions are very particular and even occasionally peculiar. So you have to understand how to break down questions. It is the one of the critical skills.
Yeah, and in their defense, I mean, this is the certification that basically says to the industry, like, I am at least somewhat knowledgeable in every conceivable thing that you could possibly need me for in the realm of cybersecurity, whether it's cryptography or physical building security or anything. Right. So, you almost have to be kind of a very sort of like a Wikipedia of cybersecurity or a reference librarian of cybersecurity. Like if I can't have, I've heard of it, I can get it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If I don't have it in my brain, I have all the prompts I need to sort of get to all the things. So, so basically, on feedback you've received from people who have taken your boot camps, what are some of the most common mistakes people make with the CISSP, either leading up to the exam or on the day of the exam?
Well, leading up to the exam, it's just not preparing, not being prepared, that's, you know, hopefully if they're in my boot camp, that problem hopefully is going to go away, especially if they're taking my advice during the boot camp. But on the day of, I think, first of all, just not being rested is a common, you know, and it yeah. makes a huge difference. This is a taxing test. By about question 90, you are like, you're so spent, like yeah. you know,
90 out of 150 or something, is it? Or
so at the minimum, it's right now until April 15th, it's 125 minimum, 175 maximum.
Wow.
So it's like, you know, you have to really double down, get rest, you know, be well rested, and, you know, be hydrated, all that sort of stuff, like, so that you can, you know, perform at your maximum. You know, and also the day of, just don't be stressed, get there early, all that sort of stuff. So, the thing is, in actually taking the exam, I think the number one piece of advice, and possibly the number one failure that people will have, is not taking their time. You have plenty of time.
Oh, okay.
So if you finish at 125 questions, which is sort of like acing the exam, you've got on 1 minute and 15 seconds per question. And if you go all the way to 175, questions, and then you've got about 85 seconds per question. You have time. And people like me, I'm actually quite an impatient test taker. And, you know, take your time. You have time. I've been doing this. I've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of students. I guess it's probably well over 1,000 students now go through my CISSP boot camp. And I've never had a student run out of time that has told me they ran out of time.
Right.
You have to get to 125, but if you get to 125, you're going to have a scored exam. And you know, it's never happened. It's so you got time. That's really my main kind of point of emphasis, is take your time.
Yeah.
If being rushed or in a hurry or impatient, it's going to hurt you.
Yeah. It's a marathon, not a sprint. You really have to, you got to resist that temptation to go blasting out of the front gate and say, oh, I'm doing great or whatever. Cause then you're just going to burn yourself out.
Yes. It's a marathon. Exactly.
Absolutely. So, can you, walk us through some of your personal tips and tricks for taking the CISSP? I know that you mentioned some mnemonics before and things like that, but what are some things they should be watching out for on the exam? Or if you can give any advice regarding pacing or prioritizing certain problems when taking the test, that would be great.
Yeah. So remember, with this exam, you cannot review and answer questions later. In fact, as a computer adaptive test, how you answer the question, this, you know, question is going to determine what question you get next. Nobody takes the same exam.
Interesting.
That used to be true for the linear exam, but not for the computer adaptive test. And, you know, so again, the most important advice I really do think is take your time. The second thing is that I'd say the second most important piece of advice is eliminating wrong answers first. So you're confronted with four answers to a question, and in 80% of them, you can say, well, it's not A and it's not D. It's like, so learning to kind of, and you have to, I know for me personally, taking this exam and other certifications, you have to make your brain do it. You know, it's like, I don't know what it is about the brain, but we like to see this block of four answers and we like to process them together. And what we're saying is, like, eliminate any wrong answers first. Mm-hmm. So when I'm teaching a boot camp, I say, I'm training your brain this week. And what I'm training your brain to do, I can't give you all the content, even with a week of 1,000 slide deck, PowerPoint and all, I can't give you all the content. You're going to have to dig into that even more beyond boot camp. But what I can teach you is how to take the exam. And where we're going to be practicing these principles. So I tell people, even if it seems kind of easy, just get in the habit of eliminating wrong answers first. So take your time, eliminate wrong answers first. Then there are some just general kind of things I like to let people be aware of taking this. One is that I have this joke. I tell people, you are going to think you're failing the exam. 90% of people are thinking, I'm failing this exam. It's just, this is an exam more so than I think other certification. It gets in your head.
Yeah.
So I tell people during my boot camp, I say, you guys, you're going to be in question 60, 80, 90. You're thinking, I'm failing this exam. And here's what I want you to do. Just remember this face. I want you to remember this face right here. Okay. And see how I'm smiling. See how I'm smiling. The point is, you're not failing the exam. The exam is getting into your head. Don't let it get into your head. You're doing fine. Almost everybody that goes through this boot camp passes the exam. Don't let it get into your head. You know, it's like Steve Allen, another instructor, says, it does not give you warm and fuzzies. Like, that's just the way this exam is.
Right.
So just remember, you're going to say, I'm failing. And then you say, oh, wait, Steve said I would say that. No, I'm not failing. I'm doing fine. And then just keep plugging away and doing your best. So,
yeah. Yeah. Again, going back to marathon things, they say that, you know, so much of it is the mental game. Like you don't believe you can do it. But your body still could do it. It's just you shut your brain down before you shut your legs down. So I think that's really good advice. So I want to talk, you know, to the, 9% or whatever, who would rather not think about these things right now. But what is your advice if you finish the exam and find out you didn't pass? Like, what do you do? What's your next step to pick yourself back up and start climbing the mountain a second time?
So the thing is like, it does happen. It's not common, fortunately, for me as instructor and for InfoSec as a company. But it does happen. So I've had people, you know, the good news with what I do is the vast majority of messages I get from clients, from students are, yeah, I passed the exam. And so that makes my job really satisfying. But occasionally it happens. I even say this during the boot camp. I said, your value as a professional, as a person, is not tied to how you're doing this exam. It's like, and just remind yourself of that, right? It's like, you know, you're a capable person. There may be a lot of reasons, you know, some of which might be out of your control. You just got to let it go. And I actually think it's important for even first time test takers to kind of have a little bit of mentalities like, I've done my preparation. I'm doing the best. I'm going to do the best I can. And that's all you can do, right? So then I tell people is like, if it's an important goal for you to pass this exam, go ahead and schedule it 30 to 40 days out from now. Take the results from your, you know, sorry you didn't pass sheet that you got was given to the proctor at Pearson View. Focus on the domains you're weakest at. And then, you know, I have a recommendation that I call the readiness assessment that I use to help people know. And it's like, you know, really gauge yourself from that. That readiness assessment, which is I want students to get 75% or higher on ISC2/Wiley questions. So these are the questions in the official practice in the official study guide, in the official practice test, 75% or higher. And it needs to be questions you've never seen before. So you need access to a fresh bank of questions. If you miss a question today and you ask the same, you're going to get it tomorrow. It's not a good assessment, in other words. And then use that to guide your readiness. You know, go ahead and schedule your exam. You don't want to pass it a second time. You don't want to fail it a second time. You can't take it for 90 days if you do that. And then use that to kind of guide your preparation. And then, you know, just believe you're going to do better next time. And that, you know, I've had many people come through my boot camp that for sitting in my boot camp, they had failed it before, in some cases more than once, who went on to pass it as a result. And I think it's taking the combination of advice and other things that really make a difference. So,
all right. Well, so for those who did pass their exams, congratulations. We're imagining the best possible scenario right now. Do you have any advice for sort of keeping what you've learned fresh in your head and applicable for your job? I'm not talking necessarily like CPEs, but just ways to apply your newly learned skills on your job.
I mean, the thing is, I think people want to take their for, you know, for everybody, even for those that have, you know, 20 years experience in information security, there's always new things, ideas that, you know, you can take away. So I would consider it, use it as an opportunity to understand like, you know, what direction I want to take my career. I've been exposed to some new ideas. Maybe I want to, you know, focus on something different. And, you know, and then of course, you know, just, I think that, you know, subscribing to different information security newsletters. I'm a big fan of Krebs on Security. Is one, he's a long form journalist in information security. Brian Krebs is amazing. And different resources like that. The CISA, subscribe to CISA's alerts, you know, different things like that that can help you sort of stay fresh. And then, of course, the CPEs are important. You need it to maintain your credentials anyway. So,
yeah. All right. Well, I asked this in another Hex episode, but I'm going to wrap up by asking it again here. What's your best piece of advice for exam day?
For exam day is, you know, be rested, you know, be rested. So,
Yeah. And you mentioned before you get a whiteboard, right? You're able to
you're given a whiteboard. You can write, you can take any mnemonics, you know, that you've memorized, put them on there, get it out of your brain. And, you know, so it helps reduce stress and things like that. So
love that. All right. Well, Steve Spearman, thank you for taking a bit of worry out of the processing of the CISSP. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
And to all of you, thank you for watching this episode. If you enjoyed this video and felt it helped you, I hope you'll please share it with colleagues, forums, or other people on your social media accounts. And definitely subscribe to our podcast feed and YouTube page. You can just type in CyberWork InfoSec on YouTube or just type it into your podcast catcher of choice. I guarantee we'll be there. So there's plenty more to come. And if you have any other topics you want us to cover, just drop them in the comments below. We do read them and we do appreciate them. So until next time, have a great day and happy learning. How about some free cybersecurity training resources for you and your team? Just go to infosecinstitute.com/free to get ebooks, training guides, and more than 100 cybersecurity training courses, all free for CyberWork listeners. Go to infosecinstitute.com/free and start learning crucial new skills today.